I feel very called to become a member of the Catholic Church.
Love the Catholic Church. It's just the best place to be.
From the studios of EWTN, this is Open Line. In North America, call toll-free 1-800-585-9396. That's 1-800-585-9396. Outside North America, call 1-205-271-2985. You can also send an email to openline@ewtn.com.
2 minutes past the hour here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Elena Rodriguez greeting you and thanking the Lord for your presence here on these radio airwaves of EWTN. So glad to have you here. We're going to have a wonderful life-giving and life-living hour here on EWTN Open Line Tuesday with our pro-life warrior from womb to tomb, Princess Warrior Barbara McGuigan. Why are you giggling, Barbara?
Just the whole Princess Warrior.
You're a princess.
Oh.
You are very feminine. You wear very cute outfits, but you are mighty and powerful. You fight the good fight, girl. That's,
hey, listen
so,
here.
So, Princess Warrior it is. And I got to tell you what's going on, Barbara. So, our good friend Jack Williams is out for the afternoon. But we'll be back with us. And so he's asked me to fill in for him as facilitator. I'm producing, so I'm filling in for myself as well. And we're delighted to be joined by the brave gentleman who man the staff that makes this show happen and go out to you to the airwaves. Matt Gubinski, Mighty Mac, is on the phone lines, and you can call in. I'll give you the number in just a moment, and you'll check in with Matt. Matt will screen your call. And then, of course, Mr. Jeff Burson, nice person, who is making sure that all of our social media outlets are carrying this broadcast out everywhere on YouTube. You can join us on YouTube, too, youtube.com. And then you can type in the search bar EWTN channel and join the show. And we have a vibrant YouTube community, Barbara. I'm saying hi to our YouTube fans right now.
Hey, that's good to know, huh?
And no matter how you're listening, be with us this hour. And we're going to be talking about the very important pro-life topics that you bring to us, Barbara. And, of course, the questions from our listeners. Maybe somebody has confronted you with a pro-life question. Maybe somebody wants to know, why is it that contraception is not a good thing if it's everywhere? Why is it that you should not engage in contraception? When you have a child, maybe your daughter has been prescribed contraceptives and she's young for something in her complexion. But contraceptives are not good for pro-life, right, Barbara? So maybe you have questions like that. And this is the hour to call with Barbara McGuigan, our pro-life warrior princess. Here's a number, 1-800-585-9396. The lines are already chiming in, Barbara, so let me give the number again. This is a good time to call in and be on the show. Ask your question from Barbara, 1-800-585-9396. That number again is 1-800-585-9396. If you happen to be outside the borders of the United States and or Canada, you're out in the international scope around the world, you have the number. You can call in country code 1, then 205-271-2985. That number again is 1-205-2985 to be here on Open Line with Barbara McGuigan. And Barbara, we also have some of our listeners who send you questions via email. If you want to ask a question from Barbara via email, the email is openline, all one word, openline@ewtn.com. And actually, Barbara, we have Jan writing in with an email. So I'm going to bounce this off you for an answer for Jan.
Okay.
And Jan says, Barbara, I think you missed the caller's real question about his lady friend. She's referring to a question from a previous show.
Right.
And this
the lady friend was his wife, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just so we know.
That's right. His wife. And who was using oral contraception because of a severely irregular menstrual cycle. Natural family planning will not help a medically irregular cycle to correct the cycle, says Jan. If the woman is in pain, like I was 3 out of 4 weeks in a cycle, to the point that she's having trouble going to work, natural family planning is not going to help with the pain. So Janice continues saying, medical contraception is sometimes the only thing that helps with that kind of pain. The gentleman said his lady friend had tried everything else to help her, but the only thing that does help is the medical contraception. She may not be taking the medical contraception to prevent a pregnancy, but to prevent pain. So she wants to see what's your take on this, and that's Jan.
Okay. Well, you know what? We've handled this, which is the caller that she's referring to, but I apologize to Janice for possibly not making myself clear regarding the issue of using oral contraception to deal with painful cycles, because she's very right. NFP cannot be used to alleviate pain. That's not the function of NFP. What I was suggesting, per the email I received from my buddy, Dr. Teresa Stegan, who was an OBGYN and a NAPRO fellowship-trained fertility doctor, was that NAPRO technology, which is a new women's health science with the main principle to work together, to work cooperatively with a woman's menstrual and fertility cycles, is not a strictly a strict method, rather, of NFP, but because of its cutting-edge science, it is extremely effective in diagnosing the cause of cysts and painful cycles, which often are the causes of not only physical pain, but infertility. So in this situation, like yourself, Jan, sometimes causes very debilitating pain, NAPRO technology believes that rather than cover up the problem of what you refer to as medical use of a contraceptive to relieve pain, but NAPRO technology seeks to diagnose what the woman's body is trying to tell her, that something is wrong and needs to be unmasked. So the bottom line regarding the use of oral contraceptive pills, or I'll be calling them OCPs, is that it is likely acceptable under the principle of double effect. That's what we talked about, particularly if the risk to the woman's health is severe and she's not just trying to avoid discomfort. However, it would be prudent for the woman not to be sexually active during the fertile period. Technically, Humani Vitae does allow for OCPs to be used strictly for medical purposes, though at the time, and we talked about this, it was written in 1968 by Pope Paul VI, and at that time, no one really fully understood the abortifacient mechanism of oral contraceptive pills. It wasn't clearly understood that OCPs were designed to abort a newly conceived life should fertilization take place. How? How would they abort a newly conceived life? By hardening the lining of the uterus so that a human life at the blastocyst stage simply would not be able to implant in the wall of the uterus, which needs to be soft and very cushy to receive this new life. Implantation. It embeds to meet the food source from his or her mom. So in other words, some forms of contraception do not always prevent ovulation or conception, even though they may be designed to do so. In any case, the fact is, we know this, no oral contraceptive or any other form of birth control, for that matter, is effective 100% of the time. There are method failure rates and user failure rates. Therefore, in the event of either cause of failure, method or user, most, if not all, OCPs are designed to destroy an embryonic human being or render the uterus an inhospitable place for an embryonic human being to implant. These contraceptives are not truly contraceptives. They cause the death of a new human life and are rightly called abortifacients. Both contraception and abortion are absolute evils, with abortion being a much more serious evil. So, to wrap this up, as Catholic OB Dr. Stegan states, with the knowledge we have now about this abortifacient capability of OCPs, it cannot be morally used by a married couple. You could potentially argue that it's okay in a celibate woman, but the health problems that OCPs cause make it a poor health choice, even if it could be a moral choice in that situation. So I hope this helps, Janice. There are plenty of fellowship-trained NAPRO doctors to be found. Here's the website, www.fertilitycare.org. They will help you, too.
And that, again, is www.fertilitycare.org. Did I get it right?
You did.
Okay,
you sure
very
did.
Good. Well, Barbara, the lines are quickly filling up with pro-life questions for you. And
okay.
That number is 1-800-585-9396 if you want to chime in with a question for Barbara McGuigan, our one and only pro-life warrior princess. That number again is 1-800-585-9396. In a moment, we'll talk to Steve, to Dee, to Celeste, Deborah, and you. Stick around.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about the positive programming that you hear here on Catholic Radio.
Stay up to date on the latest EWTN TV and radio shows, books, art, CDs, and DVDs from Religious Catalog when you sign up for Wings, our weekly e-newsletter. Get Wings today at EWTN.com.
Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Which child do you love the most? What an unfair question. Most parents would say, I love them all equally. Or some parents would say, well, I feel warmer towards the child I get along with better. It's understandable. I submit to you, the child you love the most is the one that's most difficult. If you view love as a commitment, effort, sacrifice, then the one that is toughest to raise is the one that you reach out to the most, you sacrifice for the most, and you work hard to raise well the most. Oh, it kind of puts it on its head, doesn't it? The one you love the most in terms of commitment is the one that at times is hardest to love.
Hello, this is Bishop Robert Baker from the Diocese of Birmingham in Alabama.
I'm Peggy Normandin, but you can call me Catholic.
Hello, friends. This is Father Wade Menezes of the Fathers of Mercy. Thanks for listening to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
This is Open Line on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. If you have a question or comment, call 1-800-585-9396. Outside North America, call 1-205-271-2985 or send an email to openline@ewtn.com.
14 minutes past the hour here on EWTN's Open Line Tuesday with Barbara McGuigan, our pro-life warrior princess, on all topics from womb to tomb. We're delighted to have a nice lineup of callers, Steve, Dee, Celeste, Dave, Deborah, and there's one line open there for you. You know what? I'm going to give you the number if you have pen and paper ready, because this is the only number right now through which you can get through to talk to Barbara McGuigan, and that number would be country code 1, then 205-271-2985. Again, 1-205-271-2985, and we're going straight to Pennsylvania, where Steve is listening through Sirius XM 130. Steve, what's your question for Barbara McGuigan?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Great. Very blessed.
It's a little difficult to talk about. My daughter had leukemia 4 years ago, and she's fine. Thank God. Everything, she's doing well. But she had a stem cell transplant, and because of the heavy doses of radiation and chemotherapy she had to go through, she's 19 now, and she's in she's menopausal. So the doctors at her hospital have her taking birth control pills to keep her hormones I guess working or, you know, in check for, because of the fact that she is, in menopause. And I don't know if there's another type of medicine that we should be looking into that's more natural that would, I hear all these horrible studies as far as, cancer related things that the pill, you know, anything synthetic, I guess, that you put in your body is never good. And I just don't know. I'm as a guy, I have no idea, you know, the right questions to ask and all, I guess, with it. So,
well, as a guy, Steve, you're a very good dad, and I applaud you because this is a beautiful thing that you are concerned as well. You should be concerned because, as you said, you know, whether you're on the pill, the patch, the ring, or an implant of some kind, like you said, it's important to understand that you are taking synthetic progesterone and synthetic estrogen, and that is clearly not a good thing. Okay. So these contraceptives contain the same synthetic hormones as those used in hormone replacement therapy. So if your daughter is menopausal, she would be basically receiving hormone replacement therapy, which has well-documented risks. And I would say including probably the biggest one, an increased risk of blood clots, stroke, heart attack, and breast cancer. Okay. So, and there are all kinds of studies about this as well. So if I were you, I would do not pass go, do not collect $200 until you get online. Find a NAPRO technology doctor because these people are so trained in this cutting edge science that they deal with not just infertility, but usually all of these causes that I mentioned, they do cause infertility. So PMS, prevention of preterm labor, postpartum depression, you know, ovarian cysts, there's a polycystic ovarian syndrome, endometriosis, heavy painful cycles. They take care of all of these things.
Okay.
So
I know she's gaining a lot of weight, and I'm guessing some of that is part of that.
They simulate pregnancy.
And she also has depression issues, yeah.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I have right in front of my two eyes a post from May 4th, 2017, so last week, right, of how a new Swedish study. Now, Sweden, okay? Sweden. It's one big safe space. It's one big romper room, basically. Nothing is illegal, I don't think, in Sweden. They smoke pot on the streets. I mean, free love, free everything, okay? The Swedish have come up with a study saying women taking birth control pills are more likely to report they feel poorly overall, and they have a reduced sense of well-being after starting the synthetic hormones. And this is a brand new study. Mood swings, drops in energy, and a significantly lower quality of life were among the reported side effects of a common contraceptive pill in a 3-month study. This was only in Sweden, a 3-month study of 340 healthy women between ages 18 and 35. And then it takes you, so I'm going to send you now to the National Catholic Register, okay? This is the article. The gig is up on this whole thing. It's been up. But, I mean, you consider that 100 million women around the world use contraceptive pills, and how they're just starting now to find out what Dr. Angela Lanfranchi and Dr. Joel Brin have been trying to say for years, that there are all kinds of effects from these things. And then they had a 2016 Danish study of more than 1 million women, which found that birth control pill use was linked to a hospital-based diagnosis of depression and antidepressant use, particularly among teenagers. So, I mean, what more can we say? You know, I mean, what more can we say? And we even have doctors now, Dr. McCullough, he's a very, he's got a website I think a lot of people go to. And he talks about cancer. Women who take birth control pills increase their risk of cervical and breast cancer. Okay, we've talked about that over and over again on Open Line. Fatal blood clots. All birth control pills increase your risk of blood clots and subsequent stroke. I even know a woman who had this happen on an airplane to her. A young woman on her honeymoon. Not fun. Thinner bones. Women who take birth control pills have lower bone mineral density than women who have never used oral contraceptives. Impaired muscle gains, weight gain and mood changes, migraines, heart disease. Long-term use of birth control pills may increase plaque artery buildups in your body and, you know, all kinds of infections. Yes. So, Steve, thanks be to God you're calling in. Get to Dr. Hilger's. Find a Napro technology doctor, and they will help you. I know. Okay. I have full confidence.
Thank you.
God bless
you,
good man.
If you could keep her in your prayers, I appreciate
you better
it.
Know it. I will. Stephanie. I will, Steve. Yeah. Stephanie.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye, and God bless you and Stephanie, and thanks for being a dad, as Barbara McGuigan said.
Yeah.
We go to Celeste, who is in Sedale, Louisiana, and she is tuning in to EWTN Radio through the TuneIn Radio app. Celeste, what is your question for Barbara McGuigan? Go right ahead.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi. I don't have a question. I have what I think is some very good news. And
good. Lay it on me.
We sure can use that.
We can use it.
This morning, and I can't even tell you what the products were, but this morning on television, I saw two commercials. The first one was complimenting and talking about the wonderful woman's body. And it started off with saying, you know, women, how great is this? Our bodies can make babies. And then it went on to say all these good things that women are, that women do, that women can provide. It was just a very positive, uplifting commercial about women. And I thought, well, my gosh, that's new. You know,
who was behind it? Do you know what?
I don't even remember. I didn't even catch the whole enough of it to say
sure.
That it was advertising. But it was absolutely so uplifting and positive.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
I
would like to know who puts it out. I would like to know that. It didn't go off and then try to get you on some birth control.
I'll mark it down and let you know.
Okay. Awesome. And just call me back because if it is a really a good, legitimate group with beautiful motives, I want to pitch it. I want to tell them who's putting this out.
I will do that.
Great.
And
Celeste.
The other one, I saw another commercial, I kind of heard it as I was going out the door. But it was what caught my ear on that one was it was talking about nutritional supplement of some kind that supports women's ability to carry a pregnancy and that it was good for the man because it actually strengthened his sperm so that he could become a father.
Wow.
I know. And it was kind of like, wait, what?
Right. What's happening here?
So kind of like two sort of pro-life commercials on national television, you know, in the space of about 4 hours.
Wow.
And I thought, well, that's a big step forward. I think that's really a big step forward.
And you know why, probably, Celeste, too, is the pill has caused a lot of infertility. It has caused, you after you take it for how many years? I mean, it makes your uterus very old, you know, because of the chemicals, I guess. And before you know it, you can't get pregnant. And so we have a high infertility rate. So, Celeste, thank you for calling in. And keep me posted on that if you see it again. I haven't seen that out here on the left coast.
Well, when I see them again, I will make sure to write them down and let you know about it.
Okay, great. God bless you, dear lady.
Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Bye-bye. We go to Deborah, who's in Bismarck, North Dakota, listening to EWTN Radio through the Real Presence Radio Network. Deborah, your question for Barbara McGuigan. Real quick, we have just a minute.
Hi, Deborah.
Well, this isn't good. I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I have some really good news, too. And it's 100% natural.
Okay.
I'll try to keep it short. I had severe PMS. I'm postmenopausal now, but I had severe PMS my whole cycle life. My brother-in-law, who is a certified nutritionist, chiropractor, several other things, he said, He said, oh, he said, and I was on the mini pill because my doctor, that seemed to be the only thing that would help. And I thought, I didn't feel real good about it. But at the same time, I thought, well, you know, I'm living a chaste life, so I'm not going to worry about that. But anyway, he said, you should be, he said, you should be on natural. He says, drink raspberry tea, but it has to be real raspberry. Real raspberry.
Okay.
Whether it's, and he said it should be the herbal tea. And he, and I started drinking it. Now, granted, I drank it really strong and a lot every day. When I was in my early 50s, my doctor was talking about taking me off this mini pill. I'd been on it for probably a little over 10 years. Okay, so she, 2 months before she was going to take me off of it, I let it run out, and I started drinking this tea. Now, granted, I started drinking it a couple weeks before I ran out, but every day I was drinking raspberry tea.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you. I'm glad you're feeling better, too, and that you're off that mini pill.
We'll continue with more answers from Barbara McGuigan here. You can call in 1-205-271-2985 to be here on Open Line. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Jeanette Benkovic.
Did you know that I had been away from the Catholic faith for 10 years? I credit my grandmother's rosary for bringing me back home to our Holy Catholic Church. She had 13 grandchildren and prayed a rosary each day for each one of us. That's 13 rosaries a day. I know that it was Grandma's rosary that tilled the soil of my hardened heart to eventually bring me back to our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life.
Women of Grace with Jeanette Benkovic, Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
60 on 10 with Monsignor Charles Pope.
The 10th commandment, you shall not desire anything that is your neighbor's. This commandment is similar to the 9th because it uses the word covet, which means to inordinately or inappropriately desire something. And therefore, related to this are concepts that are familiar to us, such as greed or avarice, which is the undue passion for riches and powers. And likewise, envy and jealousy are related here. Jealousy, you have something that I want, but I want it inappropriately or inordinately. Likewise, though, envy is a very dark thing because it wants to destroy that which is good in another because it makes me look bad by comparison. And so, in all these ways, the Lord is asking us to look very carefully to our desires because they can grow too expansive and lead us into very grave sins. The 10th commandment. You shall not desire anything that is your neighbor's.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
We need Catholic radio because we need the voice of the church in the public forum. We live in a time that the secular voice dominates so thoroughly that we need to get that Catholic perspective out. Just as Fulton Sheen used radio and TV in the last century, we need to continue to use this means to announce the Catholic faith in the public forum.
Bishop Robert Barron thinks Catholic radio is important. So should you.
This is Open Line on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. If you have a question or comment, call 1-800-585-9396. Outside North America, call 1-205-271-2985 or send an email to openline@ewtn.com.
That's right. We are checking email during the show. EWTN Open Line. The email is EWTN. It's actually openline@ewtn.com. And we're here with Barbara McGuigan. This is Elena Rodriguez. If you're just now joining in, I'm the producer, but I'm filling in for Jack Williams today, who had to run out this afternoon. He'll be back with us tomorrow. And in the meantime, we're delighted to be with our call screener, Matt Gubinski, and our social media manager, Jeff Burson, Mr. Nice Person, and our great listenership and our great YouTube community. And, of course, our one and only, our pro-life warrior princess, Barbara McGuigan. Giggling in the background.
You crack me up.
I'm not even a chiropractor. All right, very good. So we do have fun. We do. We've got it. So we have D listening in. Oh, she's driving through the Dakotas. Listening also
goodness.
On Real Presence Radio Network. We're
awesome.
Popular today there. D, is your seatbelt on, ma'am? Hello,
you got
D.
Hi, Dee.
It's your turn. You're up.
Yes. I listened, and it was kind of fun hearing somebody from Bismarck, but they didn't share one of the most exciting events in the United States. North Dakota and Wyoming are now abortion clinic free.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Boy, you guys there, you know how to get it done. I am so grateful for that. So grateful.
It's been quite a battle. I'm a convert to Catholicism.
Woohoo!
Trained as a nurse that there was nothing wrong with contraception
yeah.
or abortion, and it was quite a shock to me of all the lies that I was told. And I was also working in natural family planning, and it's kind of interesting to me because Protestants very much used to believe in contraception,
yeah.
and as I went to train people, I was pretty shocked at, especially I live in a real rural area, that the number of Catholic people that don't even have a clue about natural family planning or what contraception does to your body.
Yep, I agree with you. NFP doesn't stand for not for Protestants. And
yeah.
there are many, many good Protestants that are on board with natural family. And there are different types of NFP. My goodness, I mean, they're just a...
You know, I was working with one of the dioceses and learned all about them. And, you know, I was always told that people were in natural family planning. It was kind of like they were in another orb and they were the most deficient people in the world. And that it was just a hit and miss thing. Well, as I studied it, and especially there was, well, of course, Dr. Hilgers, who I worked with and listened to.
Oh, great.
And also out of Wisconsin, they had a beautiful program that you could tell what your cycles were, and it's a very, very, very safe and efficient, and it's
yep.
wonderful what's being done with it, and it's shocking to me that the number of Catholics that have no clue about it.
You know, that was the thing that I used to give a talk, oh my goodness, hundreds of times I gave this talk. It was called Pro-Life, My Life, and Mary. And when I got to the crucifixion, that particular mystery. In other words, I went through all the mysteries of the rosary and applied the pro-life movement, the pro-life message, I should say. And it was always when I got to the crucifixion that I would say that the most persecution I have ever experienced in my life was from Catholic brothers and sisters about when I brought up the evil of contraception. They would get furious. Some would walk out. It was a real persecution. And it could only be because they weren't informed. Like you, Dee, like you said, you learned the whole thing. I mean, you took the notes, you got it down. And that's what we have to do, because as my buddy Father Spitzer says, the devil wins if we don't show up for the debate. I don't care how much you're ridiculed, how much we're persecuted for bringing up why contraception is evil and arrogant. We have to talk about this openly, like we're doing on Catholic Radio today. Because if not, the devil gets away with murder. And he wins because we didn't show up for the debate, like Father says. And in this case, when we're talking about contraception, most of which is abortifacient today, we are talking about murder. We're talking about murder. A child's life that is completely X'd out because of birth control pills, you know, all the drugs and plugs. This is what is happening. So we have to talk about this, and this is why Catholic Radio exists, and this is why people like you, Dee, exist, because now you have the knowledge. Once you get the knowledge, implies a responsibility to give that knowledge. So I'm really thankful for your testimony, Dee. I hope you give it far and wide, dear lady. I really do.
I do. And, you know, I really need to thank Archbishop Aquila, who's now in
yes.
Denver.
Oh, and he's a great one.
He turned the world upside down. And I
yep.
know that as he was working with people as a bishop, this one young girl, and he demanded, you want to get married in the Catholic Church, you will learn about natural family planning, whether you want to or not. And this one young girl, she came up to me, she said, but Bishop, my sister, nobody told us about it.
I didn't know how beautiful it could be.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you see, the perfect place to be is in the will of God. And this is the will of God.
Yes. Yes.
It's not to fill your body with synthetic hormones. I mean, that is not the will of God, to separate life from love. If you read Humani Vitae, it's one of the most beautiful documents, encyclicals, that you will ever want to read. And it's easy to understand as well. So God bless you, Dee. Thanks for calling in today, dear heart. I appreciate it.
God bless you. I love you for what you do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, Dee. Be safe. They're out on the nation's highways and byways, and what a great joy it is to hear our listeners chiming in and living the life of faith here, and also living life to the fullest and preserving life, Barbara. It really is truly a blessing.
Yes, it is. It's a gift to be on Catholic Radio, isn't it?
It is. It is definitely a gift. We still have a chance for you to join us. We still have a good, solid, maybe 20 minutes of this show. And the number is 1-800-585-9396. Plenty of time for you to dial in and talk to Barbara McGuigan. We're talking about here on Open Line on EWTN Radio Network. We're talking about all pro-life topics from womb to tomb. Maybe you've had somebody approach you with a question. You wish you had a few more resources to share. This is the time to chime in and ask Barbara McGuigan. And you can always give out a good testimony with solid base and solid resources. That's what we do for you here at EWTN Radio. We want to talk to Evelyn, who is in Colorado Springs, Colorado, listening to EWTN Radio through KFEL. Evelyn, your question for Barbara McGuigan, please.
Hello. Hi, Evelyn. Hi.
Why is it you'll have to forgive my voice.
No, that's okay.
I'm 99 years old.
No way.
God bless you, Evelyn.
That's beautiful.
And I am a convert since the age of 18.
Woohoo!
Was a registered nurse for more than 40 years.
Wow.
I am the mother of 8 children, at least one of them in heaven.
Praise God.
Now, I am still working pro-life. There are
wonderful.
Two things I'm passionate about, the Eucharist and pro-life.
Yes, yes.
And I have been studying this and working about this for a long time, and I have to share it with you.
Good.
Why is it we hear nothing about American genocide through the use of synthetic estrogen? Uh-huh. It has been proven to be in our water supply.
Yes.
Causes infertility in men. It causes all sorts of horrible things, and we hear nothing about it.
Evelyn, that is a very smart question. I don't know what to tell you. The research is out there because of all the women that take birth control pills. This goes into the water supply. And,
now, here's what I think, and God forgive me if I'm wrong. But I believe the information has been known for at least 10 years.
Yes, it
has. And I believe that the fact that the makers of these products are so influential that they silence, either by bribing or threats, any scientist who's willing to come forward and make a bold statement.
Well, I think you're probably right, because the big pharma makes billions of dollars on these synthetic hormones. Actually, I have the figure right in front of me, and this is what I want to refer you to. I think I forgot to give you the name. National Catholic Register, of course. The article is called Birth Control Linked to Significantly Lower Quality of Life. And in this article that just came out last week, actually, no, May 4th, $23 billion. Those two symptoms and the premenstrual syndrome, which includes anxiety, make up about 14% of the $23 billion oral contraceptive market. They will smack down anybody who tries to get involved in stopping oral contraceptive use. And that's not only not, you can't just blame Big Pharma. You can't blame them exclusively. It's also the whole women's reproductive rights movement, Evelyn, which I know you know about as a nurse and everything else. The reproductive rights. Don't you dare try to mess with my body and my birth control pills. You know, it's a mantra, my own body, my own self, my own opinions.
And this you're whole committing thing. National genocide.
That's right.
If a man cannot produce the testosterone and other necessary elements for a fertile sperm, we are going to be ending the human race in America.
Yep. And not only this, you mentioned estrogen in the water supply, Evelyn. It's denuturing fish.
Of course.
It's totally altering the fish. These hormones are getting to the fish.
Everything we eat is affected by water. Food that is grown has to have water. Animals that are used for meat, fish that are used for meat, all of them depend on water for their existence.
That's
and
right.
And if it's filled with estrogen, what does that tell you?
Yeah. You're so right. Evelyn, you're so smart, and you're 99. I would just beg God to help me be as smart as you when I'm 99.
Well, I don't say smart. I say that God led me to start working on this some years ago.
You are too cute. You are too cute. I just appreciate you so much, and I'm so grateful. We landed a big fish when you converted to Catholicism, and I thank you. God bless you, dear heart, and keep listening. Call me again, okay?
Thank you.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thank
Bye.
You, our dear Evelyn, and keep our number handy, 1-800-585-9396. We'd love to have you back on EWTN's Open Line with Barbara
what
McGuigan.
What a peach. What a peach.
Oh, my goodness. My heart just melted.
Oh, my goodness. I love her. 99. Oh, my goodness.
And going strong. What
yes,
a blessing.
Praise God. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. Well, that's just a joy. It's a joy. And Barbara, you pointed out the National Catholic Register, and it really is America's most trusted Catholic news source with a comprehensive view of the world, and definitely a very, very Catholic perspective. Yep. So for the latest news, issues, people, events shaping the world as we know it, go ahead and visit ncregister.com. You can even download the NC Register app to your phone to have it there with the latest breaking news there. And also be in tune of what's going on in your world and have a firm Catholic stance. It's very important. That is the good website put out by our good friends at the National Catholic Register, ncregister.com. And you can be on the show with us as well and register to be on our show by giving us a call. And that number is 1-800-585-9396. That's exactly what JD did. JD is in Spanish Fort, Alabama, listening to EWTN Radio through Archangel Radio. JD, go right ahead with your question for Barbara McGuigan.
Hi, JD.
Hello, Ms. McGuigan. Excellent program.
Praise God. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. This is a subject pretty near and dear to my heart. Been a long time, number of years, so it's no big deal anymore. But actually, I had to end a relationship with an obstetrician surgeon, Catholic of all things, over the issue of contraception and the so-called morning after pills that she prescribes in her practice. And we had it out, and I decided to end the relationship. But since that time, you can see it's a subject close to my heart. The more I've looked into this, the more alarming it is. And you've covered some of this, but it's certainly worth saying again. If we're to believe our own statistics, even the conservative statistics of Roman Catholicism say that 60 to 80% of married Catholic couples are using contraceptive hormonal pills at some point during their relationship, their marriage, if not the entirety of the marriage. So extrapolating from that,
yep.
one can see that just a tsunami, an avalanche of these embryos are being disallowed from implanting in the uterine lining, and therefore that right there is it's a cataclysmic genocide of humanity, and Catholics are perpetrating it.
Yes. Yes. And why is it, JD, that this is not spoken from the pulpit?
You and I are on the same page.
Yes, in an appropriate way. I mean, you don't have to give, you know, the ins and outs of natural family planning, and that's not the point. But to talk about the reality of this, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yes, yes. It's even scarier. We have colleges that are perpetrating to be Roman Catholic, such as Notre Dame and Georgetown, where at the pharmacies on campus, they're prescribing contraceptives yep. to the purportedly Roman Catholic females who are going to the colleges.
Shameful.
Now,
it is
I have another question. It's even a little bit more disturbing, and I'll bring it to your attention. I was riding home one night, listening to Catholic radio, no less, and I can certainly elaborate and will. And there was a discussion between two pretty well-known Catholic hosts, and they were discussing the topic of rape, and they were discussing the topic of applying emergency, what they called emergency contraceptive, to the female in the emergency room. And they got into this sort of minutia of, once you prescribe these pills without knowing if there has been fertilization, you can do
right.
it and believe that you haven't aborted a human being. And I'm sitting here listening to this just with my mouth agape. They were trying to say that it's permissible and licit, and they actually became giddy with joy in describing. It was Jimmy Akin and Patrick Coffin, and they were describing that you could do this illicitly. They could prescribe these morning after
pills.
Well,
here's the thing. Here's the thing. They can give you a test, and it will tell whether or not you are ovulating or will ovulate. They have the capability, and this is what all Catholic hospitals are supposed to do, is give the woman who has been raped a certain test. I'm not a doctor or a nurse. I don't know what exactly the test is all about, but they can tell if you are about to ovulate or if you have already ovulated. And then that is something that is kind of an insurance policy that you would be able to take what they want to give you. But I don't know that it's a plan B sort of thing. I don't know. I don't know enough about that, JD, to speak intelligently about it. But I do know that they can test to make sure that ovulation hasn't taken place.
Thank you very much, JD, there in Spanish Fort, Alabama. And Barbara, we have David writing in from Nebraska. And David says, Barbara, thank you for your ministry, and God bless you in that. Now, my wife is considering having a shingles shot. However, I have heard that some of those shots are produced using fetal stem cells. We would like to know if this is true and if there are other shots for shingles that are not produced in this way using fetal stem cells. Thank you for any help that you can give us in this regard, David in Nebraska.
Well, I'm happy that we just received this because something new has happened. Because, as you know, Merck uses Zostavax, and in that particular shingle medicine, they do use aborted baby fetal cell lines. And so that's why the church doesn't say you can't take this. It's a remote cooperation with sin. But a lot of people aren't satisfied with remote cooperation. So now, and I just got an update on this, that all clinical trials are completed now, that GlaxoSmithKline has come up with a shingle vaccine that they had to go through all the trials. There's phase 3 clinical trials, and the trials are completed. They've submitted their information to the FDA for approval, And so we're just waiting. All of this takes time, but we're just waiting. So, you know, stay tuned for further details, because this is a vaccine that does not use aborted baby fetal cells. Mm. Now, if they could just do this for the chicken pox vaccine, that would be a wonderful thing. And many parents have petitioned the pharmaceutical houses to do this, you know, to try to get us vaccines that do not compromise aborted babies. So
that is that is good news. We've had a lot of good news here on the show today.
Yes, we've this is good news. Also, I have some news about Gardasil, because we've had a few in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, please,
we've had
do
a few
share.
Questions. Remember, we had the lady from
Very
Bolivia
recently.
Call a
yes.
week or so ago, and I read the most recent study. I got on to Debbie Vintage's COG for Life, because I wanted to see what was the most recent, and it
What's
looks
the
like
update. Yeah,
an update, and it's November 2015. Mm-hmm. So that's not too long ago. About what, a year and 6 months ago, they have now proven that. Let's see, 45 people that had been exposed to the HPV vaccination. You can hear my puppy snoring. That's not me. If you hear that noise, it's my
Thank
puppy.
Thank you for clarifying. We didn't, but now we know.
Okay, good. 45 filled out questionnaires from individuals living in 13 different countries, and then they collected them, and they found out that 29% of the cases who had this post-vaccination illness within 24 hours of their injection, and the most common complaints were musculoskeletal pain, 66%, fatigue, 57%, headache, 57%, dizziness and vertigo, 43%, and tingling with some had actual nerve damage, 36%. 53% of affected individuals fulfill the fibromyalgia criteria. So, but it came down to the fact that 93% of patients, this is a big problem, continue to have incapacitating symptoms and remain unable to attend school or work. So the bottom line is a disabling syndrome they're starting to recognize now of chronic neuropathic pain, fatigue, and autonomic dysfunction may appear after HPV vaccination. And this was not from any kind of church source or anything like that. It's the 2010 American College of Rheumatology was coming out with some of this. This, but this is their most recent study.
Certainly a medical source.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's you just don't want to mess with all this stuff, you know? I mean, look at all the problems we're having now with all these unhealthy kids. So, yeah, that was what we found out.
Well, Barbara, thank you very much for putting us all on high alert, not just today, but you have been doing this for so many years. And
17 almost.
17.
Open line, 17 almost.
So if that were a child, it would be what, graduating from high school or about to?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So thank you very much, because it's very important to know this for all of us who are people come to us asking us, what should I do? I have this dilemma,
right.
And
right.
And what's the best advice? And you provide great resources and warn us and give us good news. Like today has been a very good news pro-life show. We want to thank you for that from the bottom of our hearts, Barbara.
Nah, you're so welcome. God is good, and he
Amen.
Leads me to the right sources, put it that way.
Amen. And you do, I know you do a lot of prep, and that shows
I
through,
surely
so really
do.
Appreciate it.
And, I really do.
I also want to thank my colleagues, Matt Gubinski, call screener, and Jeff Burson, Mr. Nice Person, doing social media management. They're not easy jobs. This is Elena Rodriguez wishing you a very prosperous life and a very pro-life life. And we'll continue with more of Open Line tomorrow with Father Mitch answering all kinds of questions from church teaching to dinosaurs. So make sure and stay tuned. 3 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Stay tuned.